This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You with Ashley Parrish and Jessica Pfeiffer,
a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. As always, we are joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. On today's episode, we'll be discussing piercings and tattoos.
Okay, Ashley, that's kind of loaded. I know that probably if our listeners are anything like the people I know in real life, probably 3/4 of them have piercings and tattoos of some sort or another.
Is that right? 3/4?
I would say so. I think piercings became pretty popular when I was in college. I was the only one on my freshman dorm hallway that didn't have a tattoo my first year of college.
Well, 1/3 of us has a tattoo. So I guess that.
Yeah. That speaks up.
That's right. And 1/3 of us has a piercing as well.
Yeah. I have a few in my ears, but none outside my ears.
I used to have that. So that's no big deal.
Okay. So see, there's 3 out of 3. We've had piercings or tattoos.
But I never told my mother until after she passed away. So it's okay. That's gutsy as that. I got my ear pierced when I was married because my wife thought it was cool. So, but. Still
and you don't think your mom noticed the hole in your ear?
You know, I don't know.
It just went unsaid.
She was at least nice enough not to say anything. I don't know.
It's really funny. Okay, so we've all tried a few things in our youth, right? And some of it we regret. Maybe there are people listening that we maybe regret that pet tattoo from our freshman year of college or whatever, or maybe we don't, maybe we love it and we've gotten more tattoos and piercings. And then our kid comes to us and says, "Mom, Dad, you know, I know I'm only 16, but I'd like a nose piercing, a belly button piercing, a tattoo on my arm." What do we say? How do we handle that situation?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought about this. I'm not sure what the law is among our Canadian and Australian and UK listeners and other from other countries. But I think pretty much all over the United States, you can't legally get a piercing or a tattoo until you're 18. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing to think about is that a teenager isn't asking you sort of what is your general global opinion, even if that's what they sound like they're saying. They really need to ask, will you give me written permission to do this, whether they know that or not? And so, you know, the first thing to think about is that this isn't a roommate of yours that's talking about their opinion about these things. This is a minor that is still asking for your permission to do something that even your nation or state won't allow without your permission. So, and when it comes to that, you know, when will you allow this? That always comes back to keeping in mind, what is the freedom that they're asking for? And getting into an argument about, well, you know, 2 piercings I can see, but not 3, or a small tattoo, but not big. That's all not really even what's being talked about. What's being asked about is, when will you leave my body alone? When will you recognize this is mine? Same thing with hair in some ways. When will you leave this to me? And so you want to be addressing that question first, which is always only 2 things, either no. Or it's either the answer is either yes or not yet. You're never saying no forever. So you do want to think about, you know, how do you address or emphasize your influence, I guess, the influence you want to have during the time that you still have it, which at least in the United States is up until 18.
I think piercings are so much easier to deal with when you're teenagers in high school, because oftentimes there's a lot of rules that the high school imposes on your teen. So you can't get a nose ring because you can't have it at school, you know? And so there's no,
is that still true? I didn't know if high schools
at our school, it is. Yeah. They can't have any kind of facial piercing. Now they can have their ears pierced, but they can't have facial piercings.
Okay.
So my oldest will turn 18. She'll be 18 the majority of her senior year. And so legally she could go out and get her nose pierced. However, since she'll still be a senior in high school, she won't be allowed to because she can't have it at school.
Okay. Now that's going to bring up an issue, which is okay. If your kid is 18, but they're still in high school, you know, we've had that before. Then what do you do? And I would say, cause I've had that before, I think that's one of those where you really, you know, there's other things like curfew and so forth. You can still hold on till you're after high school. But I think it's harder to hold on to something like tattoos and piercings. As soon as they turn 18, then it becomes difficult. You have to remember that there's plenty of ways for teenagers to get a piercing or tattoo and you don't know it. And so you don't want to overstate your control when you really can't. I remember when tongue piercings was all the rage, and every once in a while, some teenager would come to my office and go, "Hey, Dr. Wilgus, guess what I got?" And I'm like, did we get our tongue pierced? Yeah. How'd you know? I'm like, well, I can hear it in the way you're talking. Is it obvious? Yeah, it's kind of obvious, but they had managed to put some sort of a needle through their tongue by themselves. It was gross. But so you have to keep in mind, like anything else, it's what is our limit? What are we trying to emphasize? And what is our actual ability to control? And that's interesting. I hadn't thought about your daughter being 18 and a senior that, I think at that point you do have to rethink, is it at that point, it's really can't really be a complete not yet because that time has arrived, but you certainly could with that control battle out of the way. This is the whole point of feeding the mouth, is that you can have real discussions like, are you sure you want to do that? And other things like reasons to think about what do you want to do to your body, especially if you think you're going to get married someday. You know, I don't know if our kids ever think about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's really even a thought in their mind that maybe someone they marry wouldn't like that Mickey Mouse tattoo that they put front and center.
That facial tattoo No, I think that's I think I've definitely heard adults that, you know, it's not terrible because the person they're married to loves them, but you know, they wish they hadn't, it wouldn't have been their preference. Plus the idea of teaching especially for those of our listeners that are Christians, teaching our kids the unity that marriage is, that it's not about giving up freedom. It's about, you know, joining with someone else so that we both own each other's body. And, you know, it's important to our union that we have that kind of care and compassion for each other. So I think there's lots of, you know, it opens up lots of opportunities to talk about these things that, you know, you might not, if you're just in the holding the big legal line down, you're not really getting if just threatening, if you ever do that, I'm going to blank, doesn't get into the real depth of it, which is what are you thinking about? What is your goal? And especially with a tattoo, what is this thing that's going to be with you the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm. So to be specific, should we punish our, let's say, senior in high school who goes out and gets a tattoo the day they turn 18? Do we withhold, you know, okay, well, no more gas money for you. I'm not paying for your insurance anymore. Or into further this, you know, into college where we say, we start threatening, you know, if you ever get a tattoo, I'm not paying for this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Oh, the stories I could tell you of all the parents that have, they'd love to threaten that. I've told them, if you go ahead and get a tattoo in college, but if you do, there's no college money for you. You're cut off. And I always stop them and I say, let's just carry this to its logical end. You actually are saying that your son could be 40 and telling someone, I started in college, but my sophomore year, I got a tattoo and my dad cut me off financially the rest of my life. And I didn't finish college because I got this little, you know, butterfly on my shoulder. Is that really what you're going to do? Well, no one's really going to do that. That's a among the pile of cool stuff you want to say because you sound tough, but you're not really going to do that. And again, especially since it still goes back to why are you still holding on? If the entire, if your state says 18-year-olds can make that choice, then what possible message is it that you would say, look, you know, you doing certain things to your own body is so important for me to control it that I'm going to financially punish you. Not only that, but what a class thing that is that like, you know, poor parents can't hold that over their kids. You know, it's like, well, I happen to be upper middle class, so I'm going to punish you. Well, great. That's it. So no, I just think that completely misses the point, makes the whole issue of tattoos all about you. And instead of really using that time to really talk about, let's talk about when you're going to be, when it's going to be up to you, which is going to be pretty quick here, whether they're in a high school or not, and really use that as real influence over, let's, you know, talking adult to adult about a thing that's a pretty big decision.
Right. I understand parents' heart behind it because the tattoo is so permanent. And oftentimes what we like when we're in college or right out of college maybe isn't what we like, you know, 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road. And so parents do get nervous and, you know, concerned and worried about it. But I like what you said, Dr. Ken. You have so much more influence when you're not trying to control the situation, but you're communicating with your teenager, young adult, you know, kiddo, that if you just have these open conversations and you're like, do you really think you'll like that? Well, why don't you do me a favor? Like, cause then your teen trusts you and you're like, can you just think about that for 6 months or a year, you know, like next summer, if you still really want to get it, you know what I mean? Like, will you just do me a favor and just think about it for, you know, just for a while. And then who knows? And then they feel like, oh, well, mom and dad do trust me. This is my decision, you know?
Yeah. And they could even listen to things that should be obvious rules. I don't want to offend any listeners, but A, never put a tattoo of a current boyfriend or girlfriend's name, you know, don't get married. Okay. And B, don't put your fraternity or sorority on it either. Come on.
Yeah, we've had that conversation in my house.
I was in a fraternity. It seemed like a big deal for about 10 minutes. And then it's like, oh, what is that? You don't want to spend your life going, people going, what's that?
We had that conversation with my son, a while back. And it was interesting because it kind of, you know, he knows that we aren't going to cut him off or anything, punish him because he chooses to get a tattoo at this point. I have nothing against tattoos. I just want to make sure that you understand that it's a long-term commitment and that, that you, you know, you don't waste your time and your money and, on something like that, that's not going to, you're not going to like in 5 to 10 years. That's and he suggested his fraternity. And I laughed and I said, you're not going to think about that fraternity in the same way you do 10 years from now.
Nope.
You're going to have a wife and kids and you're going to want their names on your body, not your fraternity. I mean, if anything, you're going to tattoo something that's more meaningful than that. I would really, really reconsider that, you know, but I think too, as believers, you know, the 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, and 20 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. And I reminded my son, like, whatever you put on your body, it needs to be reflective of your relationship with God and that it needs to be bring him glory, you know? And so you need to be real careful what you're prioritizing on your body.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point. Cause I think it goes in different stages. You know, when I was a kid, I think the only people that had tattoos were sailors. And I mean, literally it was just not a popular thing. But then, you know, it comes around and it may go out of style again. I don't know. But do you guys have any guesses as to why do you think it's so popular now?
I think it's a way to individuate. Like they feel like it makes them, it's art. It's a way to make themselves look unique and special and different.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. I totally agree with that. I think it's a way of taking, and I don't mean to overstate, you know, analyzing everyone that has any kind of tattoo, but it is a way of kind of owning your own body. Like I'm making my own mark on this body of mine, you know, where as our kids, younger kids go through stuff, as you know, they're struggling so much with the bodies that they have, you know, they see all these images of, other bodies that they, you know, wish they could have. You have this myth of either surgically or nutritionally, you know, getting this incredible body, and to pretend that the people that have those bodies are in fact happy with their own body, which they're not. But mm-hmm. you just think, you know, it's this, I think we've kind of abstracted ourselves from our own body, and we want to really make our own mark on ourselves in a way. I don't know, but it is odd how that seems to have grown in such a overnight, you know, popularity and so forth. And it's very important to people. I've got priest friends with a half sleeve of, you know, that's when you go down from your shoulder all the way to your elbow with a, it looks like a cathedral, you know, window or something, you know, with all these fancy stuff on it. And it's really pretty actually, but it's like, I'm not quite sure what's the itch that's scratching. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the artsy, like, you know, I think oftentimes people with really good tattoos placed in the right, you know, places. Like, I just feel like it's like artsy, you know?
Yeah.
My husband does not have any tattoos, and I love him. I don't think he could pull one off.
What does that mean?
Doesn't fit him, huh?
Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. When you think of a guy that has a bunch of tattoos, like, I don't know.
Well, that's a good, that's a good point. Right.
And like, same with, maybe you think of like this big old tough guy or something. And oftentimes with women, it's like artsy, like, you know, musicians. I don't know.
That's a good mm-hmm. point. It is like, what do people think about that? You are mm-hmm. putting yourself into the, you know, again, we're talking about real visible stuff, but you know, whether you like it or not, it's, you know, how will you be seen? Is that, you know, mm-hmm. kind of when you're interviewing for your CPA job, you know, and you've got that neck tattoo that, you know, of nails going, you know, I think I've told you this, the only tattoo I'd be tempted would be across my chest in big letters, no regrets. There's just something about that just,
that's my favorite.
I've seen it. Surely not more than once, but it's the perfect thing. It's like a tombstone that says, see, I told you I was sick. I just want to have that final statement. I don't know.
You would do it just for the laughs, Dr. Ken. I think you would do it just for the laughs.
How weird is that?
You'd go to the pool all the time just to, show your tattoo.
What you looking at? I'm up here. Funny. Why do you keep looking there? That's made it clear, right? Like, in other words, I think, you know, when it comes to tattoos and piercings, number one, you shouldn't feel self-conscious about holding on until it's legal. You know, you're just, again, this may be different for parents in the UK, but number two, you know, don't try to extend that artificially. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to punish you hugely if you ever do, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that number three, you can really use the time between now and when they are 18 to really be influential and really mm-hmm. talk to them with the respect that they, you know, can really hear. Cause they're, I think teenagers are, when they realize how permanent it is, when they're not just kind of grabbing at rebellion just to do it, then there's mm-hmm. some important things that we tell them that I think they would listen to. They certainly, but that, you know, then you'll end up, no matter what, with that Christian kid that puts the Hebrew word. Have you seen that? The Hebrew word on their mm-hmm. arm. Mm-hmm. I had a really sweet Jewish teenage girl that put a Hebrew word on her wrist in white. I'd never seen it white. She had kind mm-hmm. of darker skin, and it was cool. I'd never seen mm-hmm. that.
I think so too.
Yeah, see? Well, don't want to encourage you, Ashley.
I'm going to get one right now.
Yeah.
I think where, like, our preference on it, like, wherever, whatever our thoughts on are about piercings and tattoos, wherever we sit at the table, it might be different from where our teenager sits at the table. So mm-hmm. we might not have any tattoos, but our teenager might really, really want a tattoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do like the whole influential thing. If they know that you're not trying to control their life, but, you know, just encourage them and influence them in the right direction, well, then they're more open to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that's all of us. Anyways, us three sitting here, we all have different views on,
that's right.
you know, things or, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you the smaller population question, but still a valid question. Let's say your 16-year-old comes to you and says, you know, mom, dad, I want tattoos or piercings, whatever. And you're A-okay with any of it. You have tattoos, your spouse has, you're absolutely fine with it. What would you say to that parent to think about, or, you know, what would you, go for it? Or would you say
the ones that are actually okay with it? Like, I'll give you permission to put a tattoo on or whatever. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Ashley?
So I have my nose pierced, and my daughter asked me recently, like, mom, when are you going to let me get my nose pierced? And I don't mind it because I've taken it out for years and not had a nose piercing. So I don't feel like it's permanent, as versus a tattoo. So I don't mind her getting her nose pierced. So my answer was, once you graduate from high school, you can, as long as, you know, because she'll turn 18 in September of her senior year. And so she can't get it until she graduates from high school.
Well, you know, maybe that's one of the obvious things, is there's a difference really between what you decide about tattoos versus piercings. As we've already mentioned, you know, piercings can heal over, or you know, you don't necessarily see them. But, you know, I guess I would go out on a limb and say that I think a parent that is allowing or even encouraging tattoos before 18, I think that's probably not very wise. Just because it's not only a matter of, we're obviously in favor of you showing the appropriate respect for your teenagers as they gain, you know, these levels of freedom they need to have. But it's a different thing to sort of artificially jump in and say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and okay your, you know, 16-year-old judgment to make a permanent change in your body. I just think that's, you know, it's obviously up to the parents, but for a psychologist that spends as much time as I do telling parents to not interfere with things that you need to, you know, not overly involve yourself in, this would be a little bit different. I would really it would be hard for me to imagine an under 18-year-old that has a plan for a tattoo that the parents are like, yeah, that's good, let's do that. So, no, I don't think so.
I don't know if that's legal. I don't even know if a parent signed it.
I know you can sign for piercings.
A piercing.
But it's a good question. I don't know. I think it's pretty tricky business. They want lots of proof that you're actually the parent and all that stuff. Because as you can imagine, there's a lot of kind of getting around this. But you know what I mean, though? I mean, I just can't imagine that a tattoo for a 17 or 16-year-old is such a great idea that parents would actually sign for it. I can't see why. Am I missing something?
No, I agree. I think it's tough to make that call when your kid is not really an adult. You want it to be on their shoulders when they regret that tattoo.
Right. Now, just technically they've been an adult since 13. No one's, of course, but legally an adult in your culture, all that stuff. Yeah. Just want to make sure. So yeah. I think so. Tattoos and piercings are not always the same category. But tattoos, I don't know. What if it rolls back? You know, the other thing you got to think about, not only for your future spouse, but also there's a difference between those kind of tattoos that are really private and those that just scream everywhere you go. Everyone can see it. You know, there's times as when you're older that you don't want to be screaming all the time. You don't want your appearance to be, you want to be able to fade in the background a bit. And, you know, if you have something on your body that makes you constantly, you know, constantly making a statement, that you might regret that. Like colored hair, right, Ashley? Ashley loves hair color. Is that, what were you saying? It's not even permanent.
I know. Isn't that silly? And that's what I was kind of saying about, like, where you sit on issues determines, you know, like your thought about everything. Like, I don't mind piercing so much. Tattoos, I want my kids to take in more consideration with the tattoo if they ever want one, of course. Piercings don't really bother me, but colored hair bothers me. And I don't know why.
Unnatural color?
Yeah, like pink and blue and green, which is so funny because, I mean, you could change that every day. You know, like, it's such an easy fix, but I don't know why that bothers me more than tattoos. It's so silly.
It comes up every summer. My girls are like, can I dye my hair? Because I'm not going to be in school for 3 months. I want pink ends. I'm like, oh, can we spray it or something? I don't know.
Go get a tattoo.
See, I've never had to deal with that. I don't know what I would say on a temporary thing like that. I think that's, you know, that's not exactly the, obviously there's the point, when will you let my hair be whatever I want it to be? Mm-hmm. But on the temporary stuff, you know, if you have a decent relationship with your teenager, you could probably go back and forth with, okay, but it's got to be out by August, or, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's odd. Does your school not, a lot of schools used to not allow unnatural colors. Is that?
That's still the case at our school. How about yours, Ashley? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put a limit somewhere on that.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the girls get it at the very end so they can just trim that off before school starts.
I didn't know that's what they were doing. Now I see. That's so funny. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's pretty much, I think it's not as big a freak out. Never, ever tell your kids, if you get a tattoo, I'm cutting you off. Don't be silly.
That's good.
You just look stupid when you do that.
That's good advice. I know. Well, thank you, Dr. Ken and Ashley. This has been a good conversation. And no doubt, if you have older kids or kids in college, this might come up. This is a popular conversation between, especially college students and mom and dad, when kid comes home for summer break and you realize they got more tattoos or piercings than you recognized before, you knew about before. Don't threaten them. So thanks, you guys. This is a good conversation.
Thanks for joining us today. Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss an episode. Also, leave us a review. This is how other listeners find our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Feeding the Mouth.
We appreciate you and would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas about what we've discussed today, please email us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com.